שלום, אנחנו קוראים מתוך הספר.
We are reading from Kabbalah for the Student, Preface to the Wisdom of Kabbalah, page 573, item 17. You can send us your questions to kab.tv. Selected questions will be heard in the course of the lesson. Kabbalah for the Student, page 573, Preface to the Wisdom of Kabbalah, 5 discernments in the Masach, item 17. Thus far we have clarified the three basic elements in the wisdom. The first is the light and the kli, where the light is a direct extension of his essence, and the kli is the will to receive, which is necessarily included in that light. One departs the emanator and becomes an emanated being,
meaning there's an emanator, there is a desire, and to the extent that the desire is developed, light comes from the emanator in the desire, and they both develop. Meaning, it's not that the light develops. It emerges from the emanator, but it's clarified more and more by the desire that develops around this light. Yes?
How can it be called an emanator before there is what he created? So how come he is called the emanator to start with?
No, we are always talking from the one who attains, from his side. The one who attains side. Go on. If there are no questions, we'll read on.
To the extent of that desire. Also, this will to receive is considered the malchut discerned in the upper light. This is why it is called malchut by way of he is one and his name one.
Therefore, it is called malchut shmo.
As his name in gematria is ratzon, desire.
Is it clear up until here? Yes, good. No questions from the internet? All right. It's not clear to me, but continue.
Perhaps you will explain to us.
What for? Should I confuse you with my questions?
But there is no emotional kli in order to feel the text.
All right. So why am I asking? In order to provoke you, to stimulate you, that you're still lacking. Is it clear about light and kli? I'm asking. So you're saying, yes, it's clear. Because what is there except for light and kli in creation? It's clear. Everything is clear. It's good. It is good. What do I want by that? That you will think that you're still lacking discernments to feel them deeper. And then many questions will be evoked in you. Okay, I just want you to feel that you have the lack of feeling, of emotion. That's good. It's better than filling yourself up with answers. Yes? Moni, please.
Rav, what is your name? Rav, what is a name?
A name? An appellation. The correct appellation for a phenomena. Do you understand? That's it. When you name something according to the way a phenomena is shown. Therefore, if we have light and kli, both of them are presented, are appear one by the other, both of them together, and their appearance together brings the expression which is called a name. We don't know about the light, we can't understand it, we don't feel it, we feel the action of the kli, which is opposite of itself. The kli, the will to receive, suddenly appears as the will to bestow. And this we see as bestowal upon reception. both present a shape that there are two opposite forces here. Therefore, these two opposite forces, in a unique connection between them, they build a structure, a form. And this form, we call it as a name. And this name is not as it is written, Moshe. Rather, the form itself is the name. In our world, to our eyes, in my computer, it is already written in some other shape of my own, according to my software. That's how I write it down. But the form itself is actually the name of the state, of the light and kli bound together. That's what they do. Therefore, if we speak about the names in heaven, so it's the shape of light and kli. If we speak of names in this world, so it's names, you read them out. You would express them. And this is also only with respect to those who receive. What does this mean? Those who receive, I must be in some shape which matches a phenomenon, and then according to my shape which matches this phenomenon, I read this phenomenon. Meaning, I receive from the general name of this phenomenon, I don't know it, but I can read a part of it. According to my kli, according to my name. Hence, when I say something, seemingly about someone, it's not him and it's not me. Rather, it's the measure of my attainment in him. We need to take this under account. We never learn the phenomena in itself, rather as it is written only with respect to the one who attains. Therefore, what I attain, I don't say that this is so. Rather, I attain it in such a way. It's always according to my vessels, according to the equivalence of form with some part of the general phenomena which is out there and I don't know it. Let's say we are in the universe. Now we discover that this universe has endless, I don't know how to say it, endless universes. I don't know if I can say such a word. That's how you say? Parallel universes. Okay, they say it's parallel. That's corrupted already. But in general, all these things, there are many, but we attain part of it. The part that we attain is called the universe for us. And we are saying there is more to that. Therefore, a name never indicates this. Rather, it indicates what I attain from something. Guys, we're not entering these philosophies. It's clear to us. Let's be very direct. Go on.
The second matter is the clarification of the 10 sefirot and 4 worlds abia, which are 4 degrees, one below the other. The will to receive must hang down through them until it is completed kli and content.
Meaning, in order to reach the will to receive that feels, meaning this desire that comes existence from absence, in advance, it develops by the light in it. And we have a drop of light, one photon, that created existence from absence around it, a wrapping that is called the will to receive from absence. That's how he created it. And this will to receive by the light in it begins, because it's a will to receive, it begins to absorb the light, to feel it, filling it up. And then, where is he from? Why is he there? He begins to more and more. These are certainly things evoked by the light. They come from the light. And then the will to receive through these inner feelings, Aleph, Bet, Gimel, Daled, comes to a state of, I feel the light and I feel its source, meaning its intention, its purpose, its relation, everything in it I can feel. And I enjoy it. I enjoy the fact that it fills me up. It satisfies me. I think about it. Meaning, I receive everything from the host. And I fill up all my desires. And I enjoy that I receive love from the host through this. And these two things satisfy him fully, completely. There's nothing more complete than that. And then, what next?
The third matter is the tzimtzum, restriction, and the masach, screen, placed on this vessel of reception, which is Bechina Daled, the fourth Bechina, in return for which new vessels of reception were made in the 10 sefirot, called Or Chozer, reflected light. Understand and memorize these three foundations and their reasons as they had appeared before you, since without them there is no understanding of even a single word in this wisdom.
First of all, you should truly learn them by heart, because when a person is scrutinizing them, he more and more, he works with himself. He scrubs himself. In him, there are more and more discernments, functions which are matching this scrutiny. What then happens when light fills up the kli? It's not that the light fills him up. It filled him up in advance, but the will to receive filled himself as existent, and the light fills it up. It begins to feel the light as good, as satisfying, as wishing, and so forth. And then the will to receive feels in himself the relation to the light, not only for the pleasure, rather the source of the pleasure, to enjoy both of them. And then this malchut reaches the completeness, the wholeness of the fulfillment of the pleasure. From the food and also from the host. And then it has, in the end of this attainment, there's a clash between what happens with relation to the host and what happens with relation to the fulfillment. These two things begin to be contradictory. Where does this contradiction come from? From existence, from existence, and existence from absence. This is the where it appears from. It cascades from there. And then it is unable to stand it. If she stays in this state, it will about to explode, because existence from existence and existence from absence may never be connected. You can't complete them. In between, there is a rupture, because existence from absence does not exist. It doesn't exist. However, existence from existence is a feeling of torment that you can't stand. It's better to feel nothing, to die. This element doesn't exist in spirituality. Death is the will to receive with respect to that. But this is why it brings it to Tzimtzum, the first restriction, that in a mandatory way, it's coerced. There's no choice here, we're still far from that. Rather, the state where I feel myself standing as existence from absence, it's annulment like no other. With respect to existence from existence, it brings me to Tzimtzum, restriction. This is the feeling of shame, that's how it's called. Upon this, there is a different shame, that I'm willing to surrender this Tzimtzum, to relinquish it. And it doesn't matter that I'm ashamed of not able to attain or to respond correctly in return to the Creator. This comes later. So the restriction is developed, and after the Tzimtzum, all the actions of the will to receive, that only in his emotion it develops. Prina Aleph, Bet, Gimel, and Dalet, as if it expands. Nothing expands. Everything is as Aleph, the first one. When we say four phases of the direct light, it all evolves in the will to receive, in its emotion, in its attainment. It's not that there's real expansion, physical. It's only emotional. And then what happens? The will to receive decides that all my actions, for now onwards, until, I don't care until when, are only in order for me to resemble existence from existence. That's it. That's the only important thing. There's nothing besides that. That completely annuls the importance of the will to receive. He himself revokes it, and the only thing important for him is to be in order to bestow. And then, as a result of that, we have a new kli, which is the will to bestow, from the will to receive side, which is meaning the intention in order to bestow, and this is how he begins to work. Is this clear? That's all right. Right? Go on.
Adam 18. Now we shall explain the five discernments in the Masach, by which the levels change during the Zivug de Haka'ah performed with the upper light. First, we must thoroughly understand that even though Bechinat Dalet was banned from being a vessel of reception for the 10 Sefirot after the restriction, Tzimtzum, and the Or Chozer that rises from the Masach through the Zivug de Haka'ah became the vessel of reception in its stead, yet it must still accompany the Or Chozer with its power of reception. Had it not been for that, the Or Chozer would have been unfit to be a vessel of reception. You should also understand that from the allegory in item 15. We demonstrated there that the power to reject and decline the meal became the vessel of reception instead of the hunger and the appetite. This is because hunger and appetite, the usual vessels of reception, were banned from being here vessels of reception in this case, due to the shame and disgrace of receiving a gift from one's friend. Only the powers of rejection and refusal have become vessels of reception in their stead, as through the rejection and refusal, reception has become bestowal, and through them he achieved vessels of reception suitable to receive one's friend's meal. Yet, it cannot be said that he no longer needs the usual vessels of reception. namely the hunger and the appetite, as it is clear that without an appetite for eating, he will not be able to satisfy his friend's will and bring him contentment by eating at his place. Rather, the thing is that the hunger and appetite, which were banned in their usual form, have now been transformed by the forces of rejection and decline into a new form, reception in order to bestow. Thus, the humiliation has been turned into dignity. It turns out that the usual vessels of reception are still as active as ever, but have acquired a new form. He will also conclude concerning our matter here, that it is true that Bechina Dalet has been banned from being a kli of reception over the ten sefirot because of its aviut, coarseness, meaning the difference of form from the giver, which separates from the giver. Yet, through correcting the masach in Bechina Dalet, which strikes the upper light and repels it, her previous faulty form has been transformed and acquired a new form, called Or Chozer, reflected light, like the transformation of the form of reception into a form of bestowal, like in the allegory. The content of its initial form has not changed. It still does not eat without appetite. Similarly here, all the aviut, the coarseness, which is the force of reception in Bechina Dalet, has come inside the Or Chozer. Hence, the Or Chozer becomes suitable for being a vessel of reception. Therefore, two discernments must always be made in the Masach. One, kashiyut, hardness, which is the force within it that rejects the upper light. Two, aviut, coarseness, which is the measure of the will to receive from Bchinat Daled included in the Masach. By the zivug de'aka, through the force of the kashiyut in it, its aviut, coarseness, is turned into purity, meaning reception is transformed into bestowal. These two forces in the masach act in five bechinot, the four bechinot chub tub, and their root called keter.
Well, I don't really know how to talk about these very deep matters, difficult matters. First of all, what shame can be here with respect to what does he build Tzimtzum and Masach, restriction and screen, and begins to work? You can resemble this to a baby who's in the hands of his mother. Does he feel shame with respect to his mother? That she loves to take care of him and he loves to be on her hands. So maybe if he now doesn't want the care, her care, we're speaking about nature here. The will to receive is not faulty when receiving, as we understand it in our desire, because we constantly receive from the Creator. Without this, we have no life. So, what form of reception is spoken about here when we say we don't use these forms, and we construct upon them a masach and a Or Chozer, reflected light? How is it possible that the Creator made me, and now I'll say, no, I won't receive anything from you? Is this what is spoken about here? Here, there is a special attitude I discover that was made in me as a result from me attaining the abundance that comes from Him. And as a result from that, there is something additional. In me, there is a new discernment evolving, which I restrict. And I build new kelim, new attitude. I revoke something that was there before. No.
נפסלו כלים החדשים להיות
the new vessels
כלים המתאימים לקבלת השפע נכון זה
בעיניי
אני מוסיף עליהם
unable to receive the abundance, that's true. They weren't allowed to receive the abundance, that's true. I add on to them. Nothing vanishes, nothing is revoked and erased, rather only with respect to the creature, that from his own will, he doesn't want to use it. That's it. What example should I give? Let's say a child says, I'll do everything on my own. And he doesn't understand that his father, his mother are helping him, supporting him. They're doing everything only in order for him to have the exertion. He has his own exertion to do it by himself. There is some... Each time we discover here new vessels, meaning new discernments from our side, is deeper and more mature with respect to the Creator. And upon this, we are building new relationships. Therefore, all our kelim, when we say they were revoked or disqualified, we're saying, I don't want to use them right now. But without them, if they will disappear, I will also won't be able to know my degree. Meaning, they operate in me, but I give no importance to them. My rosh, my head is above them. My thought is above that. We should understand that in creation, there is only renewal, innovations. Nothing disappears. Yes.
On what depends the amount of kashiyut, hardness, which is being stabilized in a person?
His amount of kashiyut, hardness, depends on the will to receive he obtained before and to what extent he is able to use it right now in the new form. If you're asking more, go on, but I've answered. Quickly.
How is it being built up more and more?
How is it being built? Through the four phases also. He says about the discernment from Bchinat Dalet to Tzimtzum Aleph, you also go through the four phases. From Tzimtzum Aleph to the decision of the Ten Sfirot, it's also four phases. Everything goes through. Every decision, every change is always new Ten Sfirot. It's only he doesn't talk about it. But when we say now in the fourth Bchina, there is a change. There's a change, it's ten sefirot. That's it. There's keter, development, everything from the beginning. It can't be any new discernment without all this. How do you call it in the computer? An upgrade. But we don't change anything. We only construct a new thing. And for that, you need to see all the things from the beginning, in advance, and upon them, build a new attitude. This is called all the man rises to himself and comes back down. Going on to the next part.
Moving on to the next part of the lesson, but before we do, let's sing a song together.
בואו נגלה את הקשר שבין כל האנשים בואו ונראה מעבר לכל ההבדלים בואו ונגיד ביחד שאנחנו מוכנים להתחשב בכל הפאזל בו כולנו חלקים בקרוב הקץ למלחמות הקשר שקושר את הלבבות נתחבר כולם ביחד ונתחיל סוף סוף לחיות Come on everybody it's this connection we reveal Come on everybody let's discover what's concealed Come on everybody let's unite and seal the deal Let's join our hearts together so we can finally feel שקושר את הלבבות נתחבר כולם ביחד ונתחיל סוף סוף לחיות